He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. Well, it is Wednesday, December 17th. The Texans are in the middle of their four-game road streak and getting ready for the Oakland Raiders on Sunday. Coach Gary Kubiak talks about how the Texans turned a corner after being 3-7. We also talked about some roster moves. Before we get to that, fans, remember, the last home game is on December 28th. It's against the Chicago Bears, and it's Fan Appreciation Day presented by FSN. There'll be lots of family fun activities, so bring your kids out.
I-72!
Coach Gary Kubiak has been hesitant to say that the Texans have turned a corner after digging themselves out of a 3-7 hole. But you know what? He did say they turned a corner. The defense has gotten more aggressive, and they've gelled on both sides of the ball.
No, I didn't get them right. The players did. I mean, we just started playing better football. I think we're 3-7 when we walked out of Indianapolis, which was a game that we could have very well, you know, could have went either way. I just don't think we ever got frustrated from a standpoint of we knew we were doing the right things. We just were coming up short in a few ball games, and everybody stayed committed to what we were doing, and you know, just believing in the direction we were heading. So credit goes to them.
The Texans also made some roster moves this week. After putting Antoine Molden on IR with a fractured ankle, the Texans signed another cornerback, and they activated Darnell Jenkins.
First off, I'll start with the injuries. Chester didn't practice today. X didn't practice today. Chester should be fine and ready to play. And actually, we believe now that maybe Xavier will have a chance. So that was a little bit different than I felt yesterday. So he's day-to-day. The roster moves, we brought A.J. Davis from North Carolina State on our practice squad, a corner. David Pittman, a corner, is on our actual active roster. We let Craig Nall go and did a good job for us. And then, of course, Antoine goes to IR. And then we activated Jenkins onto the active roster. I'd like to see him here before the year's out. I think he's got a chance to be a fine football player and an excellent special teams player. So we'll see. Let's see that activity.
Kubiak also gave an update on the team as they prepare for the Oakland Raiders on Sunday.
Well, the only one I'm worried about making is this one. And, you know, it's been a good month, and we've been playing some good football. And, you know, now we got to come off a big, big win and settle back down and go play good on the road. So, you know, we're worrying about this one. We're going to have to play as good as we've been playing if we're going to go win. And our guys know that. But they've been pretty darn focused and practiced well today. So, you know, but we're just going to take the same type of effort.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Thursday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
It's football time in Houston. Yeah.